Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Eric Swalwell saying yesterday that everybody alive is responsible for doing something now in the conversation of reparations, and joining us on the air, former Oakland Raiders Super Bowl champion Burgess Owens, and somebody who has been out there speaking out on this issue and yesterday in this testimony as well. Burgess, so great to have you on the show with us today.
Same here. I'm so glad to get a chance to catch up with you. Yeah. Great topic for sure.
So I want to talk a little bit about your testimony yesterday. It's very different than what Danny Glover had to say in regards to reparations. What was the main point that you wanted with your 5 minutes at this hearing to say to these legislators who are considering the concept of reparations for the descendants of slaves?
There's a couple things. First of all, there's been a big hole in our history, and it's not just a black history, it's American history, and that's what leftists do, by the way. What they do is they steal our history, and then they put in their deal. And that their deal will always separate us. If we know our history, then first of all of Americans should be proud of what we've done together. Black Americans should be proud of our ancestors, what they did through the toughest of times. White Americans should be proud of their ancestors that came to the front and helped in so many different ways. And now we need to look at who is that really at fault. And at fault are the same people, the same racists, the same ones that have pointed to others as being the problem. They've been the problems all from the very beginning. The Democratic Party, they've been the part of slavery, segregation, Jim Crow, KKK, socialism. They've been at the very forefront. And what these kind of people do with no shame is they mess up our communities. That you mentioned Detroit and St. Louis. They mess them up, and then they point to somebody else as being the problem. So we just have to make sure we're educating ourselves and recognizing we have a lot to be proud of, and don't let them divide us.
Yeah, you know, I think when you listen to the politicians on both sides of the aisle talk specifically to Black America, you get a very different perspective about what these politicians think they can do to help all of Americans and those in different demographics. I want to play a little clip here from President Trump the other night talking about his administration and what the alternative is versus what he has to offer.
We're fighting against the same far-left politicians that ravaged our great cities and crushed the dreams of African-American middle class, the same people who threw open our borders and allowed drugs, gangs, and illegal labor to devastate our poorest American communities. You know that.
So we have this hearing taking place on Capitol Hill led by the Democrats to talk about reparations for descendants of slaves. That's what we're getting mostly from the left. And what we're being told about the right, led by President Trump, is that he's a very racist person and he says these things and he lies all the time. From your position and watching this political conversation take place, do you believe President Trump to be a racist, or do you believe that his policies and his administration is helping the people in the African-American community?
All you got to do is listen to the left, and you get the truth on that. No, he's a president who loves our country, and it doesn't matter what color he is. At the end of the day, it's not a black policy or white policy or Italian policy. It's an American policy. If you allow people to go to work, I don't care what race they are, they're going to do much better about this. They're going to feel much, much better about their opportunities. You need to make sure that we're educating our kids, no matter what color we're going to move forward. And that is what President Trump has been doing. He made a promise at the very beginning. He says, what do you have to lose? And after 40, 50 years, black Americans are finally looking in the mirror and saying, you know what, he's right. What do we have to lose? We've had these promises, these good feelings, and all the left does very simply is they steal their ability to think. There's no critical thinking in these urban communities. All they look for at that point of hopelessness is what can they get for free? They're taught there's freebies is where it's at. There's nothing wrong with it, and they'll be the saviors to come in and get that done with. So President Trump is doing something that no other president's done in the past, is addressing the issues of black Americans by addressing the issues of all Americans. And that's what's driving these guys nuts. They can't They can't argue against the fact he's getting success. He can't argue against the fact that Black Americans are waking up, having the conversations we're having right now, and recognizing we have a country, we have a president that's making me feel good again. I mean, not only my country, my family, but my future, and my kids will be educated and growing up in a country that they love. That is what's neat and new, and that's why I'm glad we have a president that we have right now is making a change.
We're speaking with Burgess Owens, and you are the author of a book called Why I Stand. And I think it's interesting to, you know, in the context of football and the flag, and that conversation has been going on for quite some time. But you're standing up for something right now, too, at least figuratively speaking, and being on the forefront of leading this conversation that is counter to what we see in the mainstream media on a regular basis. And I'd encourage people to go to BurgessOwensTalks.com to check out his book there. But last question for you. In the Trump era, as we lead ourselves into a 2020 debate between the Democrats and the Republicans once again, how important is it for you to carry on this message so that people of all races hear what you have to say from the platform that you've been given?
You know, it's important for all of us. You know, we talk about we the people. We all have our platforms. It might be a family. In my case, I've had a chance to have some exposure in my earlier days, so I can use that. We all have to, wherever we are, stand strong for our country. If it's talking with a cousin, it's talking with an aunt or uncle, just in that environment, just be strong. Let them know, what do we have to lose, and look at the numbers. And at the end of the day, it comes down to this. The other side is very negative. They talk about what we can't do. It is not the American way. We're upbeat. We're positive. We believe in our future. We dream big. So let's make sure we're the kind of person that when people see us, they feel that way when they leave us. And our answer to continue to have this process, let's continue moving forward with President Trump, make sure he gets a chance to finish up his agenda in the next 4 years, and this country will continue to be great, and along with the Black American community, will continue to be great. We'll be great once again.
Yeah, absolutely. Burgess Owens, such a pleasure to be able to speak with you. Please continue doing what you're doing. We really value your time today, so thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for the invite. Take care. We'll talk soon. Okay,
yep,
bye-bye.
Absolutely. BurgessOwensTalks.com is the website. If you haven't gotten his book yet, I'd really encourage you to. Tony Colombo and Chris Arps and The Weekend Report had an event with them. Was that like a year ago? Was that, how long ago was that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about a year ago.
Katie, you were saying 2 years ago? Was that at MS Days or Intercom Days? That's why I measure everything.
I think it was 2 years ago.
Because it would have been MS Days.
Time flies. So you guys had him out there, and it was a great crowd and a great conversation. Burgess Owens is a gem, and he's definitely somebody who...
He's the best.
I actually saw the tape of him speaking in front of Congress yesterday, and I just sent it to Katie, and she's like, oh, I think I have his contact information. And so Katie reached out and got him booked, and that was fantastic. And I know that Tony,
he's great.
I would encourage you to listen this weekend to The Weekend Report, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk to him on Saturday as well.
Yeah, and the Chris Arps knows Burgess Owens very well as well, so it's going to be a must listen. From 5 to 7, The Weekend Report's great slot on Saturday. Make sure you're listening then.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.